Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, feminist ho, pansexual also.
Yes.
Living in New York City.
Never forget the pan.
Never forget the pan. What did the chef say to the other chef?
Oh my God.
Never forget the pan.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
And in case you're wondering who I am Rodeca, one fat black pansexual, never forget the pan, whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here.
Yes.
Talking about pans.
You are the actual pan.
I am. I'm the OG pan.
You actually are.
Before it was cool.
Pan sexy. And so on this show, we have two types of episodes. They are group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam.
What do you, Sam, do?
On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this here show, and one of my rotating co-hosts, talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. And on group episodes, we all come together to chat about sexual current events in our lives, the world, and yours. This episode happens to be an interview episode, and we are speaking with Tay of Ho University.
What's that?
One time Tay slid in our DMs and was like, I run Ho University. I was like, great, you want to be on the show?
This is it.
I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
But apparently, so Tay is a phone sex operator, and she has like this course program where she teaches people how to make money off of phone sex operating. Which
I'm so excited.
Before we get into that, we have a couple of short segments for you. They are as follows.
Bae of the Week.
Where we talk about people who we find attractive.
Ho of the Week.
We shout out you guys, the homies, listeners, and the fans.
Self-care tip of the week.
We give y'all some advice on how to take care of yourselves.
And pay a ho.
Where we beg for the money that we sometimes desperately need.
Most of the time.
Yes.
And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you could do so by using the hashtag InnerHoUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to pay us to speak at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, or other kinds of topics that we discuss on this here show, we would love to do so. So please to book us, send us a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Bay of the Week is first. We have a shout out that I'm going to say after this, but who I'm really attracted to right now is Megan Thee Stallion, my nigga.
Yo.
She's fucking.
Yo, Akua. Shout out to Akua for putting us on to Megan.
Yeah. But yeah.
She is bad.
She has this song called Freak Nasty and other songs. I'm not going to lie. I don't listen to the other songs.
I listened to the whole Tina Snow album.
I listened to the whole thing too, and I was like, there's three things that I like, and then the rest of it I didn't really like, but Freak Nasty is obviously the standout.
It's the anthem.
Yes, it is the anthem, and she's a bad bitch,
she's
my
just
nigga.
And she's not wrong for saying, like, yo, you know you want to eat this pussy, and, like, I'm the shit, and, like, you are the shit, Megan. So
she
like,
made a Pootie Tang joke.
She did. She called me Pootie Tang because I'm on that run of kind.
That's
it was
all
good.
You need to sell me.
That's it.
A Pootie Tang joke and a fat ass.
And check,
which is all I am, actually.
All you are is a Pootie Tang joke and a fat ass.
I have nothing
that is
else
your
to...
new opening. Hi, I'm Sam, the principal host. I am a Pootie Tang joke.
I have fat ass all in one. Nothing else
that's
to
a lot,
offer.
Though. That's a huge
thank
aspect
you.
Of you and a part of society. And I'm happy to know you because you are those things.
The validation. I respect it. I'm going to hold the other person because you haven't listened to that song yet and there's not going to be much to talk about. But when you listen,
yes,
we'll talk about
okay.
it. And then also shout out to Enter the Minds, which is a podcast hosted by four great gentlemen. And Akua was on an episode this week. The episode is called Asking All Them Questions. And she was answering. Yeah, she was answering some questions with
nice.
Them. Thank you very much for having Akua on. If you want to listen to that, that'll be in the description of this episode. Shout out to the homies.
We have Ho of the Week now.
Yes. So there is a very lovely human named Britt. Remember last week when we were like, how do you get free condoms?
Yep.
Britt sent us a whole list of resources.
Britt is amazing.
Yes, that was pretty cool. So I think the main one, the CDC one, is like you just type in your zip code and it's like, here's everywhere by you where you can find free condoms. And then there's a couple of other resources where it's like, oh, if you live in Ohio, they'll send you free condoms. If you live in California, they'll send you free condoms. So there's about, I don't know, maybe that's like 8 links here. I'll put that in the relevant links and notes description of this episode. So thank you so much, Britt, That was also the self-care tip of the week, so we're not going to say that afterwards. That's the self-care tip of the week.
Yes, the self-care tip is if you need condoms, this is where you find them.
Yes.
Because you might need them.
Yes, probably. You probably.
Yeah. I mean, if you're dealing with a person with a penis.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
even then, apparently you can open up the male condom and make it like a dental dam.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
I think the ones that don't have spermicide in them are probably best for that, but
yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get creative, man.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And then in addition to Brit, we have Feminist Fatale and Allie Lou, who paid a hoe this week. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Feminist Fatale was like, or Fatal. I'm sorry. I'm ignorant. But Feminist Fatal was like, I heard you lost your job, sis. Here you go.
Thank you.
And Allie Lou is always awesome. I think her pronouns are she, but I'll say they. They're always like shouting us out on Twitter and stuff like that.
That's sweet.
And sliding in the DMs like, I hope you're okay. I hope you're all right.
Thank you.
It's the first time I actually said that on this show. Instead of saying okay, I say okay a lot.
All the time. I don't know why you said a lot. I've never seen you say okay in the past,
I actually don't use the word okay.
Not at all. Yes.
Here's okay. Here's a quirk about me.
Yes.
I'm pretty fucking odd. Shut up, nigga. You have your oddities.
I'm the fucking weirdest nigga ever. And I say it proudly because, like, it's I'm gross to you because we are one. That's why we're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the first time I've ever said you're my friend. I'm uncomfortable. Oh, my God. It came out so naturally.
We are friends.
Anyway.
But are we?
Well, if you'd like to pay a hoe, because let's not talk about things that might potentially.
Let's not go into dark territory here. Niggas is friends.
I know. Oh, my God. Jeez. Can we cut that out?
Fuck up. If you want to help sustain this podcast monetarily, you can do so by going to innerhoeuprising.com and you can click the tab Pay a Hoe Once or Pay a Hoe Monthly. Pay a Hoe Once will take you to our PayPal, which is actually paypal.me/innerhoe, and you can type in any donation that you want. $1 to $1 billion, my nigga.
It will let you do a billion. Don't think it won't.
Oh, man.
Do it.
I just, like, when is Elon Musk going to listen to the show? I hope that Elon Musk, I wish he was like a, what's it called? Like a guy who's into humiliation?
Yeah.
Because I would roast the fuck out of that boy. There's so much roast-worthy material. He's such an odd motherfucker.
I just, like.
Could you imagine if he pays you to do that?
No. But I would love that.
Couldn't imagine. He's the only person who I could imagine. Like, I can't imagine Bill Gates paying me.
Really?
I feel like if you stepped on Jeff Bezos's balls, he would get off on that.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the Amazon guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You knew you should have just said the Amazon guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just want to know who knows who that guy is.
Probably
a lot of people.
That nigga's like the second richest nigga in the world.
For me, it's like anything I don't know, I just assume nobody else cares.
Yo, what happened?
Like me.
Why did we not hear each other?
It went off air.
Oh, no. Wow, you know, that's crazy. So, if something weird just happened, it's because I was talking shit about Elon Musk.
And Elon Musk,
this nigga hacked.
Fucking hacked the mainframe and said, bitch.
Or maybe it was Jeff Bezos, because that nigga has way more money than Elon Musk.
Really?
You think so?
He's the second richest man in the world.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He sent the fucking Amazon drones.
And I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, my nigga.
No one cares.
He sent in the fucking nanoids.
Oh.
They're in your body right now.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I fucking love shit like that. Like
nanoids.
People were like, yo, I don't want to be in the system. And I like, put the fucking chip in me, man.
Why?
Anything that's gonna help me advance and fill my cyborg fucking dreams, like, I love technology. I wanna
a fucking cog in the machine.
I'm already a cog in the machine.
Oh,
we're all already cogs in the machine.
Deep.
How much worse
she's
can it
deep.
Get?
Yeah. Cool. Glitches, man. That's Elon Musk.
I know.
That's the elongated muskrat. That's actually what he calls his penis. I'm fucking
you know
Elon
that
Musk.
For sure.
Yes.
Let me whip
out my elongated muskrat.
Oh my God.
Would you like to
I
suck on my elongated muskrat?
Something really basic. He probably doesn't even have sex. It's probably going to be something weird like that. You think he's like this super freaky guy and he's just like, nope. This keeps me sustained.
I do not need sex any longer.
That's it.
He's an android. Who do you think is more of an android, him or Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg is, come on, that nigga is not human.
I think Mark Zuckerberg is a lizard and Elon Musk is an android.
Okay.
And Jeff Bezos likes to have his balls stepped on.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is the regular guy.
Yeah.
He's the
just
actual
the dude
human.
Who's just like, man, there's a lot of crazy shit going on over there.
These billionaires, man, they're into some kinky shit. Now, shit on my face,
That's
Melinda
it.
Gates.
Scat.
Exactly. Scat play. If you want to donate to this bullshit on a monthly basis, you can go to Patreon and you can donate $2 a month, which will give you access to like early tickets for IHU gatherings. And if you donate $5 a month, you get that as well as behind the scenes video content on our Patreon page. This is a more consistent way to pay a hoe, pretty much spending what you would for something like Netflix, but to help your favorite hoes in addition to paying for your Netflix.
Yeah.
Yes. And now we're going to get into the actual show.
Yes.
We're going to go to our topic of the day, which is called Fuck It. And today we are speaking with Tay. Tay is a native New Yorker with a sassy attitude and an unmatched business savvy. Her pronouns are she and her. She has earned a bachelor's and master's degree and currently makes her living as a phone sex operator. While navigating parenthood with a special needs child, she has founded an institution to teach and empower folks on how to make a living in sex work. The institution is called Ho University. Welcome, Tay. Hey. Fucking excited.
Yes. Yeah.
I was saying at the top of the show that you slid in the DMs and were like, I run Ho University.
Yeah. And I was like, as soon as we saw it, it was just like, yeah.
Duh.
Because you know what? How you guys came across was a few of my followers, apparently they follow you.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, what is this? I'm like, inner Ho. And I see all these Ho balloons. And I was like, okay, let me look into this a little bit more. And then I started to listen and stuff like that. I'm like, no. Let me let them know they're on Ho University.
These are kinfolk. So off top, can you explain a little bit about what Ho University is?
Okay, well, Ho University, our slogan is actually, that was made up by the viewers.
Okay.
Is sell your voice, not your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gives women a way to make money without actually laying down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as they have the creative language, mm-hmm. they can make money, mm-hmm. you know? And as you know, that my son is special needs. So that left me in a place where I had to figure out, do I go to work
mm-hmm.
and then have people coming after me, say, talking about medical neglect, you know, because I had worked a lot of hours, or do mm-hmm. I, you know, stay here and only collect SSI and get $700 a month, which doesn't do anything,
yeah.
you know? So this was a way for me to get everything done,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have to worry about nothing.
So tell us about like that time in your life. So you had, how old was your son when you went into?
When I went into phone sex?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing phone sex in college,
okay.
but I went back into it.
See.
You know, I went back into it actually hard. When this was presented to me when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
it was like, something to do, I guess. You know, let me make some. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But then when a lighter comes underneath your ass, you had to make it happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, how old was he when I was just like, look, this has to give. He was one.
Mm-hmm.
He was one. And mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't know. I was working so much that I didn't know how much my son weighed.
Yeah.
I didn't know what shots he had. Like my mom and my sister was taking him to do everything. And I'm doing 16-hour shifts at work. You know what I'm saying?
Where were you working?
I was working for New York State. I had a state job.
Mm. Everybody say those state jobs is good.
State job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was working there. I had great benefits and everything, you know. But I had to figure out what was more important,
mm-hmm.
you know, my child or the job, and getting him better. And a year after I left, mm-hmm. well, got fired.
Oh, boy.
A year after I got fired, he started walking.
Mm-hmm. It was what condition does he have?
He has orthogyposis, mm-hmm. which means the stiffness of the joints. Mm-hmm. Most he's a distant version. Most of them are born like this, mm-hmm. and they're not. They can live a long time. Sometimes they don't. He had a mild version of it, okay. which just affected his legs. So he can't walk right now without equipment. Mm-hmm. So I went to doctor, state to state, you know,
yeah.
trying to figure it out. And then finally, we found a doctor, Shriners Children's Hospital in South Carolina, who, yeah, we travel there.
Okay? And you're from New York.
I'm from New York, yeah. you know, and they actually, when I took him there, they had my son walk in 2 weeks.
Wow.
All of these years,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm. yeah. So, this happened recently.
Recently, he just turned 4.
Wow, this is very recent.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, that moment though. That I seen him walk, oh yeah. boy, please,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So, but without what I do,
mm-hmm. would that have ever happened? No. Why not?
Because I spent more time with being at work helping other people's disabled children.
That's interesting.
You know? Mm-hmm. And when you work for New York State with the disabled, they will, if you call in and you call in too much, they will take you to court for neglect on the
child you're taking care of.
The people that you're taking care of. They'll take you to court for neglect, and then you'll get a CPS case, and then they'll come and look for you, and it could just ruin your whole situation, wow. your whole life. So I spent a lot more time there. And my mom, even though my mom was really, really good, mm-hmm. it's a little bit different. The passion that you have to get your child better, even though it's her grandchild, my mom is on it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But she... My mom, so I gotta yell at her, like, don't be letting no people. You know, I gotta. yeah. I gotta do that sometimes with her, you know, but yeah, without phone sex, no. So when I opened this up, I was just like, this can help people who might be in my predicament, mm-hmm. trying to get off of just using the state or just extra money, mm-hmm. you know, without mm-hmm. actually laying down.
So when you did it in. College. Yeah. What was it like the 1-900 services? Yeah. Like I remember seeing those, and I don't see those anymore.
Yeah,
I feel like phone sex operating. People don't even think it exists anymore.
Oh, it does clearly.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah, but I haven't heard about it.
People
in a minute.
People still do that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah. And
you're like, oh yeah. Like, his car notes, right. Like his rent money, like you his know? Mortgage money, like
you know, yeah. When I started in college, I ran out of loans. And mm-hmm. I was like, do I become a stripper?
Yeah.
You know? And then I was like, no, you know, like, nothing against strippers. It's just that my parents would have been, you know, sad, you know, that I...
They would have seen.
Yeah, you know? So I was like, well, this is an alternative, mm-hmm. you know? And when the first time I was on the phone, first of all, the training that I give to mm-hmm. my students, I didn't get that. Mm. I got like a 10-15 minute.
Who trained you?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was training. Yeah.
When you work for a 900 company, they're whoever they have.
Yeah.
I don't even know the lady's name. Okay. Mm-hmm. She was just like, boom, here's 10 minutes. Like literally, I didn't get the thorough education. The education that I put on my course is what I got over the years.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't get that. And it was like, here's 10 minutes. This is what you do. This is how you make sounds. Now go on the phone.
This is how you make sounds. Wow. What did she mean by that?
Like, this is how you make it sound like you're sucking. You know? Can I say that?
Yes. Yes. Please. It's called interoperizing. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This is how you suck dick. This is how you make it sound like you're taking a shit. This is how, you know, these are things that you need to know.
The Foley.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that's funny because that's one of the name of my...
I know. Thing.
Yeah,
so. I did my research on
okay. that. So, yeah. So they had me do this stuff. And the first day I got on the phone, I made $700.
Wow.
First night on the phone.
I wish I made $700 in any day.
In any profession. Doing literally anything in a day. Because,
I was like, okay, I didn't know it was that good. You know, I had this one man on the phone. He was on the phone with me for 3 hours.
Wow.
God damn.
And they were like, great job. I'm like, yeah, thanks. You know? But me going to school I went to school for film.
Yeah.
And I went to school for film. and I have a bachelor's in entertainment business. Mm-hmm. I mean, bachelor's, a master's in entertainment business. Mm-hmm. So me looking at it from a business standpoint, where I never really wanted to be a worker, I was like, well, what in the hell? If I made 700,
yeah,
what y'all getting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are y'all getting off of me? Like, you guys are pimping me.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. Uh-huh. You know? So that's why when I made this course, it was, this is your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay for the course, I don't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
After I put you together, I get your 800 number together. I get everything together, and that's you.
You teach Amanda Fish, basically.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
I get you. We have a group on our secret group on Facebook. You get in the group, and the other girls help you. You know what I'm saying? But even though you do get a one-on-one with me, but I have classes every Thursday where I go on, and I might pick a topic and then show how to execute that. It's continuous education. You never know, because one thing I might do, one thing she might do, might get that customer off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like we went from college to now you're a professional.
Yeah.
University.
Yeah.
I know you went from college, then you did the professional where you were like working for New York City.
Mm-hmm.
After, did you decide to get into phone sex again after you got laid off?
I was already doing phone sex while I was there.
So then how did you go from, which is nice, how did you go from I'm going to do this one-on-one to wanting to teach others?
Because people kept asking me, like, Tay, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And I would just be like, first I was like a little shy about telling people. And then it was like, look, this is what I do. You know?
Well, I want to know about when you started back up again. What was that like? Were you still doing it for the...
No.
Okay.
No, nobody was pimping me.
Okay.
Nobody was pimping me. I did my research on how to X out the other party.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted
cut
to
out the middle.
Yeah,
basically.
I wanted to cut them out and get all of my money.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to, like, when I first started, I was thinking, like, you know, should I put girls on and do the same thing? But I'm like, well, that will be defeating what I said that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So let me...
Oh, you were like, should I become the
pimp? Yeah,
should I become?
Okay. Should I become the
student becomes teacher. Yeah.
You know, so I was there like, you know, is this what I'm gonna do? Should I do it that way?
Mm.
You know, everyone was saying to me, Tay, you should do it that way. And I'm like, no, I don't know if I really want to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to keep the university. Now we have the academy.
Okay.
So we have Hoe Academy, which...
That's different from the university.
It's different from the university.
Mm-hmm.
The academy is actually where the girls are working for me, because you got girls who don't have the capital to start.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So they will come in, they sign a 6-month contract to work with, like, for me.
Yeah.
And then when they get all their money up, they can move along to the university at less than half the price, you know, and go about your business.
Wow. So when you say they don't have the capital to start, you mean they don't have the capital to just make the money on their own, or to actually pay for...
To pay for the course.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
so it's like an internship too.
Yeah. So we do it that way too. For the girls, like, I don't have it. And it's like, well, some girls are like, I don't know if I'm going to be good. I don't want to spend it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me, I'm a risk taker. I'm gonna
make it work.
Right,
yeah.
You know? I'm gonna do it a different way the whole time. So now we allow for the girls to come in and work for us at a set rate. Mm-hmm. They won't get paid as much money as the girls who are business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Business owners, well, I have a girl, one of my girls who was supposed to be here with me, she's in Mexico. She just got her body done with
nice.
She called what we call hoe money.
Hoe money. I love it. Did she get her body done for hoe shit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So I gotta put it on the table, and I've spoken to you before. We had a fucking long conversation over gym. That was like 3 hours long. I loved it. And I know who you are as a person. But I just gotta put it on the table. So you say, like,
make money with your voice, not your ass. So is there beef with people who make money?
No, never. Ass? Never. Mm-hmm. I don't shame you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not my thing to make. Now, I can't say too much because I'm not going to act like I don't have sugar daddies. I do. You know what I'm saying?
Spill the tea.
We're going to go all the way around.
Spill the tea. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not going to act like, you know, when my girls come to me and they're like, you know, say, you know, what about this guy? He's trying to, like, tell him this. You know, like, you know, so. He wanted me to come out with a sugar baby course. I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's borderline, like, you know, prostitution. I can get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn, I was like, sugar baby course. I was legitimately tight. I was so like, all right, like, what's the blueprint?
They're like, hey, when are you going to come out with that?
We're waiting. Yeah. The streets are ready.
But we do specialize in financial domination.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Yes, via phone sex.
Via phone sex and in person.
Oh.
Well, they're not usually financial domination customers. They're not really always in person.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly on the phone because like you might get on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They're on Twitter. You know, Twitter after dark.
Mm-hmm. 2018 is such an interesting
time.
Isn't it
time? Such a weird,
like, it's such an interesting
like
place.
10 years ago, Twitter didn't even exist, and now it's
and
like,
now
niggas
it's like,
is making money.
Yes, it's a business. It's a whole world.
Men who want to get exploited.
That's so
amazing. They do. And
so amazing.
So I have a, it's not a course, but it's a newsletter that is strictly for financial domination. Mm-hmm. Even though we specialize in it, we specialize in BDSM all the way around the board.
Okay.
You know, that's my shit.
Yes. So. Okay. In profession or real life or both?
All of it.
Check every box.
Oh, because it's funny because I go, you know, I go live on Facebook. I have my, they call me Fairy Hole Mother.
Yes.
So I have my story time and I tell my stories and stuff. And I didn't, sometimes you kind of just fall into, I think my whole life, I just kind of fell into shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just happened to be good.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I'll talk about financial domination or domination, and then these guys come in my inbox like, please dominate me. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I
and then they like send me pictures, right, with their ass out. And I'm like, listen, sir, you better pay me to look at that.
Right.
I don't play that shit.
Exactly.
I don't play that shit. You get blocked. You got to pay me to look at your fucking ass in the air and shit.
Since you've started Ho University, because it's primarily online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a physical class, right?
Mm-mm.
Will it ever be one? Will you hold workshops?
I'm trying to hold my dick sucking workshop.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
When,
every time
where,
I hear you say something,
we,
I'm like,
how do we count that?
Yes.
Like,
I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
I think I'm pretty good at it, but I know that there's many things to learn.
There's
and I'm ready.
There's always something to learn.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and a while ago, I wasn't even that good. I thought I wasn't that good. Actually, my best friend, we call her Mini Superhead, right?
Mm.
And so she...
That is so sweet.
That's so endearing.
Exactly.
Can someone call me? Can you guys call me Mini Super?
I got you.
I need to prove my skills, but yes.
That's so
we
sweet.
We call her, and I'm like, you know, I'm not sure if I'm sucking dick right. You know, I'm not sure if I'm sucking dick right. She's like, this is what you do, you know? And I'm like, so one day I'm like sitting there, and I'm sucking dick right, and I'm like... listening to her in my head, like, and I'll start laughing. So I'm like, she's like, do this, take it around her tongue. And I'm like, okay, bitch, okay. It worked, you know?
Yes.
And then my skills just got better, you know?
Yes.
Even better, so.
I love that. So do you think that, because you have that degree in business, do you think that that helped you found this whole course?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. When I was taking my master's degree, I was like, you know, I was young. I'm like, what the hell am I going to need all this shit? I don't even know no goddamn Excel. I don't even know fucking Excel.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying to myself, right? I mean,
she's also a business major.
Yeah. What the fuck I need Excel for?
Every fucking class is Excel. That's all it is from top to bottom.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't need this shit. I don't need this goddamn, this power. What the hell?
Yeah.
You know? So, and then as I started to build... I realize, no, bitch, you need Excel.
You need Excel for everything. I use Excel a lot too, honestly.
Yeah. You know, to you know, with organizing the money that comes in, the money that goes out, and without the stuff that I've learned, I wouldn't have been able to
even start it.
Wow. I wouldn't be able to start it. I wouldn't even know a fucking Word doc. You know, well, I knew Word doc before that. PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know PowerPoint, you know, certain things, like technically I wouldn't have known. But I went to a technical school, you know, so that's why.
Yeah. So in your course, are you teaching the business side of things, or is it just like how to?
It's the how to.
Yeah.
It's not the complete business side. There's some small things that, you know, I tell them, like, you should be registered as a business. Sometimes I get girls that be like, how do I do an EIN? I'm like, what? Like, okay, sure. I'm going to show you how to do an EIN. But
what the hell is that? I was about to say two things. Why should you be registered as a business? And what is an EIN? Because I don't know either one of them. I haven't taken that class yet.
You should be registered as an EIN because you're a business. That is your social security card, basically, to your business. So that when you are looking for business credit and stuff like that, they still run your personal, but everything will be on there. Like my cell phone is registered to my business.
Yeah.
And because I am a LLC, it's limited liability. So if anything ever happened to my business, it doesn't touch me. Yeah. So that's good for them to have that way, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And that's why
you're encouraging girls to do that off bat. Like,
yeah, you know, you should, because if you start to get, I see girls make $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Like, literally, I see girls literally put in my, like, we would show our money at the end of the month, and the girls who make the most money, they win something. You know what I'm saying? And I see girls, like, you know, part-time, they've made $9,000 in a month. So you also have a regular job. So
why do they even have the regular job?
I've never even seen $10,000.
Let me tell you something. I never tell my girls to quit their jobs.
Okay.
Because we're all about the money.
True.
Take their money.
Yeah.
And then make your money.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you get fired, right? Yeah. If you get fired, you already have this side money to the side.
But in theory, can't you use the 40 hours a week to just do more phone sex?
You can. You can. In theory, you can. Uh-huh. But
I mean, but also, like, benefits. That's health insurance. Benefits. Yeah, that's health insurance. Benefits. Yeah, that's life
There's
insurance.
Multiple streams of income. I've always talked about multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
You should have 7 to 8 streams of income. That's what you're really looking to do.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at you and I'm like, 3.
She said 7
and they're
all
small.
I said, whoa.
Yo,
I've never had more than 4. What are you talking
about? I'm hearing you saying 4.
And I'm like, you're saying 7 to 8. I'm like, did I hear that?
I have 1. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're not Jamaican, my nigga. You have to have 3 jobs and a Jamaican job.
That's what I do. Paycheck to paycheck is my middle name.
No, you have to make your money work for you. And I do. Yes. I do. I try not to steer that too much in the head because I'm not a income specialist, but I do know that you do need 7 streams of income because you need the money that you are getting, trading work, you know, your time for money.
Yes.
You need the residual income. You need the passive income. You need these different types of income.
I'm about to go home and change my fucking life. So like, I am inspired,
I'm
bro.
I'm saying like, oh, wow. 7? Wow.
Yes, you need that.
It's real though. That's very real.
Yeah, like one of my mentor, actually she just became my mentor. And she came to me and it was so funny because when I lost my job, I was nervous. I was very nervous because I'm like, okay, I'm really working off of just me. It is me, you know? So I'm like, okay, I'm panicking. And I go to her and I know she's rich and she shows women how to invest their money. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, can you help me? Da 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 da. And she's like, well, what do you do? And I was ashamed at that time because she was like, so, you know. To say, okay, this is what I do, you know what I'm saying? Not knowing, bitch wouldn't judge, you know what I'm saying? So I went to her, you know what she said to me? Go get a job and come back to me, right? So then she's been watching me for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And she comes to me and she says, Tay, I've been watching your videos, you're really funny, whatever, whatever. And she says, can you teach me how to open my sexuality, be sexual, and in return I will teach you how to invest your money.
I love that.
I said, fuck yeah.
That's feminism, arrangement. That's sisterhood, yeah. That's supporting other women.
Yeah, like, all of that, you know? Yeah. So I taught her and she taught me some things that I didn't know and how and where to invest my money. Mm. And so with that, that's another thing that I can bring to my girls instead of running out and, you know, no shame to my girl who just got her body done. Sometimes that trumps the other things because you need to feel good about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so absolutely.
Instead of running, getting your body done or buying $500 weaves.
Invest
it.
So the girl who got her body done went to do ho shit like what, stripping?
No, she wants a sugar daddy.
Okay, she wants a sugar daddy.
I want a sugar daddy.
Can we talk about
this? Don't be fucking all.
I have how many top girls I have? The one who just got her body done, she's in Canada. Mm-hmm. I have an Arabic girl that is she's a top girl. Mm-hmm. I have a Vietnamese girl. She's a top girl also.
Are they is she in the Middle East, in Vietnam?
No, they're here. They're here.
Okay.
The rest of them are here. That's just their ethnicity.
Yeah.
And then, who's another? Oh, I have another girl. She's somewhere in Middle America. I can't even remember what state she's in.
Wow, look at that.
She's in Middle America somewhere. And another one in Los Angeles. The one that's in Los Angeles, she's in her 40s. And she has 7 kids. So she went from social service to $1,300 a week. She said, I wish I knew anything about this when I was younger, you little bitch. I wish when I was younger and your age, I would have did this shit. Yeah.
So is it just like you take the course and you're good? Or does there have to be something within you to make you good at this? Like, you know how LeBron James has all the things and he practices? Like, who's the good person for this?
You know what?
We run a podcast and we use our voice a lot.
We use our voice a lot.
So I just wanted to know. Yeah. It's just like I can talk.
Having a voice thing.
I got a phone. I can talk.
After you finish the course, you will send me a voice clip. Mm-hmm. And then I will match you up. I do the matching, nobody else. Mm-hmm. I will match you up with a particular model that you will play. Mm-hmm. And the way I pick my models, if I won't fuck you, I won't purchase.
So if they have a ugly ass voice.
If they have an ugly ass voice. If they have an ugly ass voice, I kick it back and like, you need to do this.
Okay.
I try to work
with this is how you get your voice
better. I will even tell a girl, one time I had a girl lay on her bed with her head like this, you know, because that actually brings your voice up and makes you sound a little more, you know.
Lighter, yeah.
Yeah, so I had her do that. And until you can figure it out, this is how you're going to have to lay on your bed, you know. Wow. And if you want the money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bitch. I will lay on that fucking bed upside down. I will be in a handstand. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but no, it's not. You just have to be able to work. And the crazy thing is that the girls, and I was telling one of my friends this, the girls that are usually shy, that's like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And they fucking kill it.
Full freaks, yeah.
They kill it. I had this one girl. She's so timid. You wouldn't even know if she was inside of the room.
Yeah.
And I had her on the phone and I listened to her and I was like,
you nest.
Right.
What are you, freak?
Okay. You're a freak. You nervous? What are you talking about? You're nervous. Like,
wow.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think I told you, Sam, when we were together that the physical hoes and the strippers, they can't do this.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
They don't know, like, what to listen for.
From the person.
From the person. Uh-huh. You know, like, I'll get a guy on the phone, and I'll know he's a bitch. Right?
What is the indicator for a bitch?
He goes like this. He goes, hi.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi. My name, one of my characters is Mistress Abby, right? She's like, hi, Mistress Abby. I'm just sitting here with my cock out, and can you make fun of my penis?
And they can't tell that he's a little simp?
some people don't pay attention.
So they're just like, let me be sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, girl, he don't give a fuck about none of that. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to make fun of his dick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a guy the other day. He was like, look at my piece. He sent me a text message of his penis, right? Mm-hmm. And it was really small. And he was like, I want you to make fun of the fact that my penis won't stay in your vagina. I'm like, sure.
Gotcha. Heard. I heard you. How many different characters do you have?
I have three.
Okay. Who are they?
Abby, Lori, and Big Tit Monica.
Big Tit Monica. Are they all white?
One, Big Tit Monica is black.
Oh, okay.
She's black. Uh-huh. And she's black, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny because when we talk about a character like they're a whole other person.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's funny because Big Tit Monica, she, most of the customers are Caucasian. Uh-huh. And they fucking love her.
Okay.
They fucking love her, you know. A lot of the times they want to submit to the black woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's race play.
Race play. Mm. Mm-hmm. But they will never call you the N-word.
Good.
Yeah. They'll never.
Because then we have to fight.
Yeah. They'll never call you. They're like, no, I will never call you that. That's not right. You don't say that. No, they won't say that. At all.
Yeah, they just want to be humiliated by a black woman.
Yes. Like, I had a guy that he wanted to follow her around and just be her white bitch, you know? And I always set a scene like we're on.
I can use a white bitch. I can use a couple, actually. There's
always room in my life
for a white bitch.
Right?
Exactly.
So I always set a scene like, okay, we're on 42nd Street. And I just remember 42nd Street back in the day when all the prostitutes and whores were, you know? Yeah. So I always kind of set that scene, you know? And I always tell them that they're at the collar around their neck and they're walking around and, you know, and they love black women, but they love black men.
Interesting.
Okay.
Wow.
Love like black men.
Penis envy type love?
Oh my God. Oh my God. That talk is so about it. Like after a couple of years of being on the phone, mm-hmm. I've drawn my own conclusion. And I think I told you my conclusion.
I think you did, yeah.
My conclusion was we were only enslaved because they probably came down to Africa and seen all these long dicks running around and was just...
That is quite a complex, and I don't...
I mean...
It's so hard to, like, deconstruct that and, like, look at it.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
But I'm picking it up, and I'm looking, and I'm like, is it that far-fetched? No.
I mean, there is, like, that's what cuckolding porn is sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the times that's what then when I get the cuckolds on the phone, right? Yeah. It's usually cuckold and forced bisexuality.
Hmm. What's forced bisexuality?
Forced bisexuality is when you're forcing the man to suck another cock and he doesn't want to. So my phone sex, I've never used the word cock, right?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, I thought you were black, right?
Yeah. We say dick up in
we
here.
We say dick. I'm so used to saying cock, right?
Yikes. Is this racism? I don't know.
But it's the borderline. So I do get black guys that call that like cuckold, mm-hmm. and they're like, nah, man, I ain't on that force, nothing. You know? I ain't on none of that.
Tell me whose dick I gotta suck.
but, you know, it's borderline. And they're always like, you know, the black man's penis is so superior and he could do so many things that I can. And, you know, he wants you to tell him, you know, things like that. I remember one time I had a guy and he was, I forgot what I had him doing, but I know it was humiliation. I'm really good at that shit, you know. And he was like, I was like, he was slapping himself and punching his balls. And you can tell the difference if someone is actually faking punching the balls and actually really punching the balls.
What I've been doing this for can you tell? Yeah.
That scream.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh boy.
That's my fake balls hurt. I close my legs.
You
I'm like,
wait, clenching
this is
late, yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah. Happened to me the other day.
My balls.
I was like,
that scream. Wow. When a guy is fake touching, he's like, oh, But when he really is punching his ball, oh, you hear that shit. Ooh. And my fucking crazy ass laugh my ass off. Like, you're fucking nuts. Like,
you know? Do you enjoy that? Or do you enjoy the money? Like, do you ever get turned on by any of this?
There was like twice I got turned on by okay. I won't lie, you know? That's valid. But it wasn't the male on male. Even though I'm not gonna act like I don't watch male on male porn.
That's some of the best porn there is. Don't get me started.
I think I've watched every fucking porn that there is, especially being a phone sex operator, and they'll contact you and they're like, can you do this? And I'm like, I've never even heard of that.
Don't Google it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sure.
Belgian cream waffle.
All right.
What?
Why not? Exactly.
Yeah. I can dupe today.
Yes. You know? So I got turned on, though, by this one guy. And actually, I was playing a sub. And it's not very likely for me to play a sub. Mm-hmm. I'm so used to being in control over the phone.
Yeah.
In my regular life, I'm usually a sub, so mm-hmm. to speak, you
it's
know?
Like that.
Yeah. So he came on like so aggressively, and I was like, ooh.
Are you daddy?
Right. You know?
Like it.
And I was like, oh my goodness. And he was like, lay down. And I was like, play with yourself. I'm like, I sure am.
Did you?
Yeah, I sure fucking wow. did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm getting paid to play with myself anyway.
That's pretty nice. That's a pretty sweet
fuck
deal.
It.
So do you, when you're on the phone, are you doing, like, are you playing with yourself regularly for realism, or do you just know how to just, like, fake it?
I know how to fake it. Okay. Yeah, most of the time, 90% of the time I am faking. Definitely am.
I don't want you to spill too many tricks of the trade, because that's what the course is for, but, like, what's the craziest, like, what's the ratio of you're actually, like, fucking throwing grapes at the wall, but you're actually doing something else, like...
reading a book and this thing is like off and you're just like, all right.
How many times? Most of the time.
Most of the time. Wow. Yeah, so it's actually nothing. He's not hearing what he thinks he is at all.
Wow.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm, is there Vaseline involved?
If you want to.
I'm like, what is the Foley art?
There's lotion involved.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The lotion. I've said this on one of my lives. The lotion makes it sound like your pussy's wet.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You just put it in your hand and you just blink. You're like,
it's all fake. It's all fake.
This is incredible.
It's fucking hilarious. How often do you laugh at them?
Like, all the time. Oh, man. All the time. And the crazy thing is, my mom is so down for the cause, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, Mom, you know the craziest shit I got on the phone today? You know, I tell her, Mom, she's like, these people are crazy. I'm like, whatever, girl. You know, but...
So what is the craziest shit? Because you told me a crazy story. It wasn't your crazy story. It was one of your girl's crazy stories. Yeah. And then you made me look at a picture. Yeah. And I'm still scarred. We have beef.
Oh my god,
that was rough stuff.
Yeah, you know what, he is that guy. He was a he didn't want to be male or female in life.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Was his thing. He didn't want to be male or female. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be a type of person that was from back in the ancient age.
He wanted to be unique?
Yes. Oh. He wanted to be yes.
Well, boy, I'll tell you,
he did
succeed.
Oh,
listen.
I'll let Tay tell you.
Tay, I want to hear the story.
Take a drink.
Not to kink shame this man or whatever shame.
Mm-mm. I'm not even sure. It's just the outlet that he chose to go through.
I don't know.
Listen.
All right, I'm listening.
Yeah.
She posted this goddamn picture, right? And I told her, don't ever fucking post no fucking picture again, right? He literally split his penis in half. Like, literally.
Oh my God.
Penis. You never seen the girl? You ever seen the viral video with the girl with the tongue?
Yeah, I've seen
that's
those.
What's going on with his penis.
Oh my God.
You're right. That isn't, I don't know if it's kink shaming, but not to shame, period.
Yeah,
but
my God. Woo,
that is rough stuff.
Is she okay? How does she react?
She's a psychologist. She's all right.
Okay. She could process that in a way that I can't even fathom.
I can't even. And you saw the photo?
Yeah.
Did you give?
Yeah. We out here showing photos like that, girl.
I was eating wings. Not gonna eat this flat now.
I still eat those wings. How real the shit is that I see.
Yeah, I was like, oh boy.
You know, I had two crazy things, myself. Yeah. And I got, so scat play. We know what this is, right? Okay. For those who don't know what scat play is playing with shit.
Yes.
Right? So he's like, Mistress Abby, I just wanna please you, and I really want to do whatever you want me to do with this shit, right? So here I am thinking, this guy's not really. I was like, take it and smear it all over your fucking face. He sure did.
And he sent you the picture.
And sent me the picture. He said, I said, you look beautiful.
Yes. It's so sweet in a way.
I mean, it is.
That's what he needed. That's what he's paying for.
And that's exactly
what tell that boy he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's being beautiful.
Wow.
And then I had a, there's a guy. Actually, three of my students got him. Because you sometimes you get a lot of these guys that's in this world, they're in this
the
world.
Circuit. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he took a pencil.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah. And shoved it in his hole, right? And then she made him push it out. So he pushed the pencil out and then carved on his penis her name. Mind you, it's not even her real name. Okay.
The name.
To jump off of that, do they know that these are just identities? Like, you're not actually Big Tit Monica.
Some people.
What about the other people?
It's a fantasy.
Do they...
Some people know you're not real.
Yeah.
Some people think you are.
It's interesting, the people who think that you are real.
Yeah. I have a whole boyfriend on the phone. He's my boyfriend.
Does he think that...
We're together.
He thinks that.
We're in love.
Whoa. Yeah. But he's just paying.
Yeah.
Wow.
He tries his hardest to get me off the phone. No, bud.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
They'll try that. Like, don't you want to be...
Has that ever happened?
What?
Transition?
One time.
Well, tell us about that.
The transition, a guy who actually, he lived in my area.
Yeah.
And I do make it very clear that I'm from Long Island, New York. So he lived in my town, too. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So he was like, you know... Abby, I want to pay you to meet. And I'm like, listen, guy, and I don't condone this. I really don't condone women meeting. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But the money was right.
Yeah, I was like, the bag. I was like, the bag must have been a large bag.
The money was right.
Bag. Yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like, I said, listen, you know, I'm not really who I say I am.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I know. He knew. He already knew that I wasn't. Okay. And then I was like, okay, so meet me here.
Yeah.
I left with my taser that looked like my phone.
Good. There you go.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? I let my brother know exactly where I was going.
Good. Drop your location pin. Yes.
Sure did. Uh-huh. And he only wanted me. I made $800, right, for him to come towards me in my car.
Yeah.
I don't condone that again. He wanted to put his heels on.
Yeah.
Right. And he wanted to, before he got in the car, he wanted to twirl around and wanted me to say that he looked great.
Yeah.
And put red lipstick on him. Kat Von D, to be exact, red lipstick. And I was
she
like, you know, I love Kat
yeah,
Von D.
She makes a good
I
line.
Did tell
she
her
does.
That. You know what I'm saying? You did made a great choice. You know? So he wanted me to put lipstick on him and then, of course, shame him.
Mm-hmm.
For it.
Yeah.
And literally that was like a 10-minute thing. And then he just like put his head down and was like, I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting here like, okay. And
did he give you the $800?
Yeah, he put it right inside of my you don't exchange because then that's prostitution.
Okay.
Copy. But he left it somewhere that you were able to.
Yes.
You found it.
Yes.
You fell upon
you
the cash.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know. He told me he was gonna leave me $7. But he left me a $100 tip. So,
okay.
You know, I got in my car and
yeah.
stuff like
that. Much in 2 weeks.
Right, like 2 weeks.
Damn, daddy.
That was
like
10 minutes.
Yes, damn. 10 minutes. I counted like, my hundreds. I was like, I looked up in the sky and said, oh, 10. Only fucking you. What kind of, kind of fucking
fuck, man?
I pinch myself every time I wake up in the morning.
You should. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I love this. Who is you said the clientele is mostly white.
Mm-hmm.
How about the girls who are taking the classes?
At first, they were of the other race.
The white folks.
The white, the Asians, them. Again, I told you something about our people is that when they seen that the other people were doing it, that's when they came in. So now I actually do have...
Even though you, as a Black woman, were the face of it?
I mean, I'm from Long Island and I have a white accent.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was going to hear me from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Even though the crazy thing is that I'm from the hood.
Yeah.
You know? So nobody really wanted to, they didn't know what it was. They seen that I was making all of this money, but they didn't know. They thought it was a scam and all this other stuff. And so these other girls came in and they seen them making tons of money. The girls who lived in different states and countries.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the people that I knew actually started to come in. First of all, the people that you know is always going to be the last people
to listen to your podcast.
There you go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But now they're like, oh shit, you're doing so well.
Right. So they're going to be, they're the last person to support. And then, but before them, it was now the Black girls are coming in. And I'm very, very happy because, you know, honestly, I made it in my likeliness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For my women who were struggling to do things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's with Black women in our culture, it's sex is like, oh my God, you shouldn't do. It's like so
taboo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, dude, like we all fucked. Obviously, we all here.
We're all here.
You know what I'm saying? Why y'all so, you know? I mean, as long as we're not dealing with people underneath the age, I don't see why. If you're grown, why you can't talk about sex. Mm-hmm. My family, you know, we're West Indian, so
it's taboo. So is it just girls?
Right now, it is just girls.
Mm-hmm.
I do want males.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, since all these white guys want to be shamed by Black men.
I'm going to tell you something.
Could you imagine the nigga from the block being a phone sex operator?
I would love that.
I just want to listen in on that conversation, honestly.
If you're a man, definitely come through.
Is there demand for that?
If they're willing to talk to other men. Because usually the girls that call, because we do get girls that call.
Okay.
They want to talk to other girls. They want to do that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How do people find, like, phone sex operators? Like, are they just Googling, like, phone sex?
So they'll just, the guys will Google phone sex operators.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might Google the topic that they actually want.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, like, cuckold phone sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then Big Tip Monica comes up. There you are.
There we go.
Let's talk about the models. How do you get... So it's not you. It's not your face.
Mm-mm.
How do you get these people?
I have a contract with photographers that deal with models who are willing to show everything. You know what I'm saying? So they show their pussy, ass, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever their contract is with the photographer is what their contract is. And I just purchase off of the photographer.
Got you. So is there ever like an instance where like your guy will be like, oh, I want to see you like licking in between your toes? Do you then go to the photographer and say, oh, the actual Big Tip Monica needs to do that? And then
no.
Okay.
They ain't getting it.
They're just not going to get it. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
They're not getting it.
So, like, now you're asking for too much now.
If they're asking for pictures of the feet. Yeah. Remember we had the whole thing.
Yes, I sent you a picture of my foot.
Yeah, so we're putting...
It didn't pan out.
No, nobody pans out yet because we're still going through.
I was like, damn, I got ugly feet.
So. No.
They looking crazy.
She's
in there,
so No one pans out yet because the feet is actually really a demand. So because I have so many... things because I've just did whole academy, we have whole college, we have all
of it.
Yeah, we have all this coming up. Right now, what we're trying to do is pick our foot models because feet is a demand, you know what I'm saying? And then work with those in particular, those girls. And we got a hell of a lot of feet to go through.
How many feet did you get off that one post alone? Because this was a Facebook post.
Yeah.
Facebook is Facebook has a fucking underbelly that it's wild.
Yeah, but yeah. Sex work is Facebook. It's amazing. Man. Zuckerberg needs to like understand that. Honestly,
he does.
He needs to stop blocking people's accounts and shit like that. Like, girl, please, you know the groups I'm in, so let's not even talk about it. Yeah. I do know the groups that you're in. Yes,
they. I got maybe like over 100.
Wow,
feet. You know, from all different
black feet, white feet,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody feet.
No discrimination.
You know what I'm saying? I just needed one so I can take a look at your feet.
Yeah.
And when we work with those particular feet model, they will get the money for their feet because we will then, you know, give it to our girls, sell it to our girls as inventory.
Yeah.
And then those girls will take it because we are always in the group, right?
Yeah.
If I play a Caucasian woman, I ain't Caucasian, so I gotta go to my Caucasian girls. And you know how many times those feet pictures might go around inside of our group? And we might make $50 or something off of the feet pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, like we need more feet.
So you sell the photos too to the men or the customers?
Yeah, oh girl. The photos that I get from the photographer, it's like 25 or more pictures. And then what happens is that you will get in your package all those pictures, and those pictures you will sell. And depending on what you want to sell it for, I am a vicious bitch, so one picture will cost you $25.
Yeah,
I'm not playing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And they will buy it.
So what's the profit for per photo?
The profit per photo, I would get for one picture, if I sell it for $25, I would get about $15. Yeah.
This is business.
This is legit business.
You are putting that degree to work. Facts. I'm sitting here like checks and balances, expenses. This is beautiful. Exactly.
Yeah.
I really.
The numbers are, those are some fucking high margins. That's the margins good.
Are freaking great. The margins are great. And actually, the girl who put together my phone at T-Mobile, she actually ended up joining. I think I told you that she ended up joining Hull University. She was like, "What is this business?" I'm like, "Do you really want
to
know?
This is the business that you need to be in."
She okay? And she's like, "I love this." You know, she got a guy that pays her, and the goal sometimes is to get the guys to pay you off of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we say off the phone, because there are fees for connection, your 800 number and stuff like that.
That's true. Yeah.
So if they paying you for off of the phone to your Google Voice number.
Boy, that's nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she got a guy. Oh, she has a guy. I don't know how she did this, but she did it. She was good. She got a guy to just for text messaging. He has to pay her $1,000 a week.
If I could just, this is so amazing. I feel like if you're listening at home and you're not sold.
Because we're in here like, yeah, I mean, this is exactly how I felt after the conversation, honestly.
Yeah. I love this so much. What has been the biggest client success story?
Oh my God, I've had so many.
That's beautiful.
I've seen a girl, a woman, I should say, never have a car her whole life. You know what I'm saying? And now she's 40-something years old and she has a car.
That reminds me of the end of New Workout Plan. Like, I got sounds of 13s put on my Cavalier. But it's really the end of Ho University.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was fine.
What do they, like, you really are the fairy home mother. Like, do they love you?
They
like,
do. They do. You know? You know, I get so many questions. Like, how do I get my man to do this? And how do I get my man to do that? And stuff. And I didn't even know when I started this that when I was going to be called fairy home mother. They made that up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really cute.
So, and it's just you putting money in women's pockets. And I'm going to be honest with you, it even though I look up in the sky in the morning time, like, damn, girl, this is what you really do. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy when I see the girls happy. As long as they don't, some girls struggle. I won't act like you just get on this phone sometimes and you're just like, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Not everybody's going to be good off
right.
that.
Yeah. But if they tell me their, you know, tell me what the problem is, or I listen to what the problem is and I try to help you. If you, long as you don't give up, you're going to make it. My girl who's getting her body done her first month, it was a little rocky for her. She made a good maybe $1,500.
That's rocky.
You know what I'm saying?
Depends on how you look at
the coin. That's Rocky for us.
That's yes, guys. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, you know, we and I tell girls, I say you get spoiled income. Because yeah. if I only make $100 in a day,
yeah,
I'm pissed. And people are like, that's what you make. Like, I'm like, no, I won three.
How much did you make today?
Today, I actually did not get on the phone because I had a busy day.
How much did you make yesterday?
I made $250. And that's actually mediocre. Yeah. Because
I bet.
Yeah. It's actually mediocre. I'm used to $300, $400 a day.
So when this is happening, are you like, is your son with you?
No, I have I have a great family. So I can be logged into my system and I can go and just chit chat or whatever the case is. But my son, I've been doing this for so long that my son knows that when mommy goes in the room and closes the door, he will tell my family, my mommy's working.
Yes.
You
yes, child. Understand, I am working.
Yeah,
you're for you. Yeah, exactly. You know this is all for you.
He doesn't. He's not that child, I guess, because I've been working from home since he's been born.
Yeah, he gets it.
He's not that child to be like,
yeah,
you know, knocking. Yeah. He's just gonna be like, he's like, mommy, you working? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Aww.
And that's it. I'm a mistress, so it's not a lot of moaning and stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of the talking and demanding.
Yeah.
So I don't really have to worry about that.
Okay.
But my, you know, my mom and my sister and my brother and stuff like that, they actually, they'll entertain him. And after I'm finished off the phone, I go right out there like, hey, baby.
Aww, I just love that. It really takes a village to raise a child.
It does.
That's so sweet that your whole family, does your whole family know?
Is my it just whole family.
Him? That's nice.
My dad won't talk about it.
Okay.
Which
sometimes dads are like that.
It's good that anybody's talking about it because there's such a stigma, but it's good that you can like kick back and talk to your mom and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, my mother was like, when I told her, like, she didn't know I was doing it since college, you know, I kept it a secret. And when I told her, I was like, you know what, mom, look, I'm gonna be a phone sex operator. She said, shut up. And she laughed at me, and I'm like, no, I'm dead ass. Yeah. You know? And she was like, she's like, hey, something could happen. You know, she's from that time, you know, the girl six story and stuff. So she's something, I'm like, nothing gonna happen. Relax yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then when she started to see the money, she always had she had a handout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
oh,
right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? The proof is in the pudding, mom.
Yeah,
that's funny. Have you converted any family members?
Yeah.
They also saw the money.
Yeah, yeah, of
nice.
Course.
Nice.
I got about
1, 2, 3. Oh, ooh. Shit! Oh, shit! 2, 3.
I think I got about like 5 family members working for me. If well, not working, ooh. They work for me actually.
Yeah,
and work and do their own thing too.
Yeah.
So, actually, with the academy, my whole family is actually involved.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a family business.
That is lovely.
So pure.
Oh, I love this.
So awesome.
First of all, this should be a show on HBO.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the, what,
HBO, are you listening?
That's the nice source of income.
Gem here.
Exactly.
Vice.
I mean, I don't know.
Vice needs to stop playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my whole family is... So we have the dispatchers,
mm-hmm.
And they are, my whole family will be dispatchers. That's even my family in Florida.
Oh, shit.
You know?
This is fucking national.
So
are you kidding me?
Everybody get a, you know, everybody get a check.
Yes!
Everybody gets a check. Oh, shit.
You know?
I'm so happy.
My whole mama who dispatcher, she was like,
nice.
They're like, when I come, my cousins in Florida, they're like, your mom's going to be a dispatcher. So the dispatcher is the girls that give the calls to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, your mom's gonna be a dispatcher. I'm like, yep, sure is.
I love it.
She's with the shits.
I love it. She better be with the goddamn shits. Are you kidding me?
You know?
Bread.
You know what I'm saying? And they asked me, like, I think I got a question one time. Somebody said, what are you gonna tell your child when he gets older?
Mm-hmm.
You know, about what it is that I do. I'm like, I'm gonna tell my child what I do.
Yeah, that's what I expect.
You know,
yeah.
My mom never hid anything from me, and I'm not gonna hide it from my child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I used to get questions like that when I was modeling and I had my ass out in magazines and stuff. And they were like, well, what do you say to your child? I had my ass out.
Yes, exactly. There's no
You know
shame.
What I'm saying?
I think the shame in hiding it is what makes it bad.
What makes it bad. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And with this, it's sex. I have a son.
How did you get here, my dude? Yeah, like...
you know?
You're not going to come up to me when you're 16 like, whoa, mom!
Right? Like... You're alive you're, because
you're
this.
Here because of this.
And so are all you know? Your friends.
Yeah.
So am I. Like, you know? Everyone in existence.
You know, simple.
Get over it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's cool. So. I love that. Do you have any other questions?
I've been here in this story. And
now
I,
we're in here. Well, I guess beautiful. The most important question is for everyone who's listening, who's like, oh, shit, I got to sign up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How?
How?
You got to go to www.hou.org. Mm-hmm. And that's how you sign up. Mm-hmm. The package right now is $249.99 to get everything
That is
done.
Not bad.
Mind you.
That's an investment.
Take Amex?
Yep. Put a little change away.
You know, right? Away. A little bit at a time for my whole academy.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, we go there. And you'll make the $249.99.
Back in the day, apparently.
You'll make that.
Oh, my God.
I tell girls, give it 30 days. Mm-hmm. Give it 30 days to make your money back. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen nobody have to wait 30 days.
Wow, even the bad ones.
Even the bad ones. They wow. they would at least make the bad ones make their
they break even.
Bad.
Yeah.
They'll make their they'll break even in a week. Okay? The good ones break even in like a day or two.
Yeah. Oh man. That's amazing.
That's the
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, y'all go to that website.
Yeah.
So is that the only package? Or do you offer another package?
No, that's the only package. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Academy, which if you cannot afford to invest in yourself, you can come in and work. You would just have to send us an email, and our email is on the website, and request an application. And we'll send you an application and interview you. And we don't hire everybody. I'm going to be honest. I don't it's really valid. Care to have employees, to be honest with you. But I need to, if I'm going to have them, they got to be
good.
Good.
Yeah, you're not hiring nobody out. Yeah, this is a business, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
you're going to stress out my life.
Yeah.
You know? So, cool. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Any final words for people listening at home?
No, just have fun. You guys have like inner hoe, and that's the craziest thing because I've always wanted to. My point was to bring out your inner hoe.
Oh,
you
shit.
Got to.
Yeah.
You got to, you know what I'm saying? And just don't be scared to just be yourself. I used to be so timid about being myself and who I am.
Yeah.
And am I too sexual? When I was in the modeling industry, to be you know, they used to call me Sacred. That was my name. You know, Sacred, you're too sexual. Even in your pictures, you just show too much sex. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking
There's
about?
There's no such thing as too much
sex. Too much sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I almost didn't do it because of course, a man. Men always trying to bring your fucking ass down. You know what I'm saying? So,
side eye.
You gotta just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I think that's my last words. So just do what it is that you want to do and that you feel like your heart, you know, wants. And I just felt like this was my way to help other women. That's
it. I'm fucking inspired. Thank you so much, Tay.
Thank you.
If people want to follow you outside of Ho University, can they do so online anyway?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is FairyHoMother1.
Of course.
FairyHoMother1. And my Facebook is Tayshonda. I'm going to spell that because nobody knows how to spell that. It's TASHAUNDA. Footman, spelled the way it sounds. And that's it.
All of which will be in the description of this episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy. Let's take a picture.
Yes.
Damn, son. What a great conversation with
There's
my girl
absolutely
Tay.
No way that you listened to that interview you and felt moved. Either look up the fucking website.
Exactly.
Already put your $249.99 yes. down.
Is phone sex operating right now? Yeah, has or, paused.
Or is just like, yo, girl, I'm in this business already and she's speaking facts.
Yeah.
Or you didn't consider it hard.
Yeah.
And just for some reason talk yourself out of it. Because you shouldn't have.
And that's kind of what I did, and I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Can you think of a valid excuse?
I think my valid excuse is like, because I was actually talking to my aunt today and she was just like she knows I'm unemployed and mm-hmm. she like has connections and stuff like that. And she was like, bitch, if you want a job, you could get it. I feel like in my head, I'm just like, oh, I have to work on all of my passion projects right now.
That makes sense.
I need to be the greatest podcast producer who ever was.
I don't know. Well, I haven't had that conversation right now, with my nigga yet, but I would, and he would be with it.
I feel like he would definitely be with it.
I've even said to him, like, yo, if I ever get a sugar daddy, like, don't you fucking block my blessings. He's like, I would never do that. Like, yeah. This is for us.
And you get a sugar mama too. No, yeah. Nigga, like, let's...
Yo, right? Like, cause I can't be doing all the work.
And then
like,
you have four sources of income between the two of you.
That's a beautiful Trump fucking my thing. One.
Yes.
Because I have nothing. Yeah, the more and more I think about the fact that I need multiple streams, I'm just like, why not? You know?
That was, yo, she said 7 to 8. What the fuck?
That's nice.
I was just like, is that a typo in your
mouth?
I didn't
even know, like, are there 7 to 8 sources of income ever?
Know.
I don't know. But honestly, let this be one of them. And if you guys are newly converted after this, please let us know.
Yeah.
We support your journey.
Yeah.
We want you to do this.
Yeah.
Tay was amazing.
Yes.
I didn't want to say this to her because I'm a fucking nerd, but mm-hmm. she's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah,
I was
that's
staring
a babe.
At her the whole time.
She's a babe.
I know you're listening now. If you are, I was enamored with you and I think you were gorgeous. I don't know how I'll ever tell you that. That's why I said it now because I feel
that's
brave.
Really how we hit on people, right?
Yes,
that's how I solve all my relationship issues.
I just sub
niggas on the show.
I'm actually not real. Like every time someone sees me,
nanoids, a collection of
it's
nanoids.
Just like everyone walks away, and I'm like, hi. Like I'll say hi after you're way gone. Like I'm not.
By the way, I think you're really pretty,
and you were.
Yeah,
please know that. But. If you would like to follow us on social media, nice segue. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inaho Uprising without the G on Twitter and Inaho Uprising on Instagram and Facebook, InahoUprising.com to pay your hoe or to check out our merchandise. But we do have merch and people love them so much that they sold out at Sexpo. So
yes.
Get yours.
Get it while it's hot. It's probably not going to be on the website by the time we...
Well...
I'm sorry.
Depending on when you listen to this episode.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be there one day.
Man. One day.
I'm a piece of shit.
I was going to say.
Now the fucking EDM niggas is coming out. We got to end this.
All right. Well, if you'd like to follow me, Rebecca, you can at Rebby or Not on Instagram and on Twitter. And you can follow me at No Need to Make Believe when I'm doing my sad boy hours at 4 a.m.
On Tumblr. Wow, you still do that.
I do. Nice. I do. It's like an aesthetic thing. I'm very much listening to like some lo-fi shit.
Lo-fi hip-hop beats.
On
Tumblr.
Is
it the one with the girl? Who has her big headphones on and
it's
on the bed.
It's the only one and she's flipping through the pages and it's on repeat.
That bitch is everybody's best friend, son.
Yeah, because there's other videos but I've never been as satisfied than
she's the
with
best.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody says she's
and
the
I'm
greatest.
And I'm doing like, I do my homework listening to it. Everyone knows I'm the stereotype of 2008.
Lo-fi hip-hop
I'm
beats hours.
But if you want to be bad with me, go on Tumblr and there's a lot of like weird things.
Is there porn on your Tumblr?
Yeah.
Why did I say Tumblr?
Tumblr. There's porninder on my Tumblr.
Porninder.
Where can they follow you, Sam?
Slamrid, Instagram and Twitter. Fuck Snapchat. We don't use that shit no
Does
more.
Does anyone?
Be.
Please don't.
Literally no one.
Seriously.
If you use Snap, I was going to say your dick stink. Is you
All right, well.
Well,
and
good
I know
night.
That for a fact.
I'm looking at you, kid.
Okay. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.